We will now begin the first kapitel, the first parak of Tehillim, Pasuk Aleph. David HaMelech starts with the words, Asher Ya'ish, Asher Leholach Ba'atzas Hashem, praiseworthy and lucky is the man that has not gone in the ways of the wicked. U'bederech HaToyim Lo'y Omat, and he didn't stand in the place of the sinners. And the scorners, the leitzim, he didn't sit in their places of gathering. We know that the way David HaMelech starts a perek obviously is always capturing whatever the message of that perek is. But on a deeper level, when you come to start the Sefer Tehillim, we know that every Sefer begins with something which captures the entire Sefer. So clearly, the Pesukim that we're going to read here are capturing something very significant about the Sefer of Tehillim. So let's try to look a little deeper into what possibly is the message. There are some other issues that come to mind when we look at this pasuk. Most of Tehillim is psukim that are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we explained in the introduction, through different situations in life, is an ongoing praise and song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's unique that this first parak seems to be more of a guide how one should live. But what stands even more out is the fact that David HaMelech seems to be saying here, the proper way is that a person should be living his life based on Torah. And that's really how we continue. Kim b'Torah Hashem chfeitzo, u'b'soroso yege yomam v'layla. He talks about somebody who's living a pure Torah life, toiling in it day and night, and goes on to very lofty levels, as a tree that's planted by the water, and we'll go more into this as we go on. So why then does he start the perek with psukim that are really talking about a very basic level? A man who doesn't go in the ways of the wicked, who doesn't stand in the places of the sinners, who doesn't participate in the places of gathering of the scorners. These are all very basic levels. That doesn't even flow with the continuation of the parak. Clearly, there must be a message of why David HaMelech is starting Sefer Tehillim on this note. So perhaps we could say that a very deep lesson is being conveyed over here. Many years ago, I heard from Moran Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, saintly Talmidei Rosh Yeshiva. He analyzed the tefillah of Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Nechunya ben Akana discusses that when a person leaves the Beis Medrash, he's supposed to be davening, supposed to be saying a tefillah. When a person walks in the Beis Medrash, they're supposed to daven. And when they leave the Beis Medrash, they're supposed to daven. And the tefillah that Rav Nechunya ben Akana established for one who enters the Beis Medrash to engage in Torah study is quite extensive, where you're davening about your learning, about not making an error, about having a positive effect on the environment. When Rav Nechunya ben Akana leaves the Beis Medrash, he also has a tefillah. But that tefillah, he doesn't tell us anything about it. He just says, "Ubitziyosi," and when I leave, "Aninosi nodoy al chalki," I praise Hashem for being in the Beis Medrash, for giving me that time that I had in the Beis Medrash. Rav Shach asked that one would think it would be just the opposite. When one enters the Beis Medrash, no real dangers that they have to worry about. Quite the contrary. They're going to a very safe place. Going into the Beis Medrash is the best place that a Jew can find himself. And therefore, there's not much of a tzilus haderech. There's not much davening that one has to go ahead and focus on, because the success of their mission is almost predictable. When one leaves the Beis Medrash, that's when one really has to daven that they should be protected and the Torah that they learned should stay with them. So why is it then that Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana chose the opposite? When one goes in, you have this whole extensive tefillah, and when they leave, all it is Odo al Chalki. Now what Rav Shach said, I always felt, mirrors what I once saw from the Hafla. The Hafla, in his Pirush on Chumash Panim Yafos, analyzes a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, where Hashem tells us to choose the Torah lifestyle. And the word of the pasuk is Ubachar, that you should choose. But it's prefaced by Re'eo Noichi Noichi Lefanecha Es Achayim Ves Atoy Ves Amavet Ves Ora. Hashem says, I'm putting in front of you both ways, good and bad. And you should choose life. L'man Tichyata Ves Arecha, so that you should glean from it life for yourself and your children. So the Afua asks, why does the Torah say Bacharta Bachayim? You should choose life. It should say Bacharta V'tov. You should choose good, not life. Life is something Hashem gives us. And that floor says a fascinating pshat. He says that if one wants to have a success, both with themselves and even more importantly, impact their environment and their children, it's not enough just to pick the right way of living, the Torah lifestyle. It's important that a person realizes that that's really the better lifestyle. That's the quality of life. And therefore, they should do it besimcha. And if they do it in that way, then it will have an impact. If somebody picks the Torah lifestyle only because, listen, that's what I have to do, even if it works for the moment, it will not have an impact in the environment around them. People cling to ways that are pleasant, to ways of happiness. It says, if you look at the pasuk, it says, "Ubocharta bato," you should pick good. But then it says, "Ubocharta b'chayim," you should pick it because it's life. L'man tichyata v'zarecha. Then your children will follow in that approach. So the idea is that in order for one to be successful in life and living a Torah lifestyle, and more importantly, impacting those around them, they have to pick Torah with the understanding that not only is it the right thing to do, but it's actually the better thing to do. It's the quality of life that's on the side of the Torah. Perhaps we could say that that's the message that David HaMelech is conveying to us over here in Tehillim. That's the Bacharta Bato. David HaMelech starts the Sefer Tehillim and he says that somebody who lives a life of emunah has a better life, the quality of life. Ashrei Ho'ish, he starts the words of Tehillim by saying that in order for one to succeed, they have to understand that the Derech Rishoyim, the ways of the wicked, the ways of the scorners, the ways of those that mock the Torah, is not just the wrong way, but it's actually the unpleasant way of living. It's a life that is meaningless, and you don't feel anything in that kind of life. And that's why he says, Ashrei, praised is the man, lucky is the man, that understands that it's the preferred lifestyle not to go in that approach. Comes Rav Shach, and he says, Rav Nechunya ben Hakana tells us, teaches us, Klal Yisrael, if you want the Torah to stay with you, the first thing you have to do is understand that that is the luckiest thing you have in your life, is the Torah. So when he left the Beis Medrash, his tefillah was, Hodo al Chalki. He internalized that the Beis Medrash is a blessing. If you internalize that the Beis Medrash is a blessing, it's going to stay with you. And that's why the opening of the Sefer is Ashrei Ish, is that this is the luckiest way to live.